3 months, boys and girls, locked away in Whispering Hills Asylum. That's the longest I had ever been contained. So a few people were dead. It wasn't my fault.
Please, don't do this!
Just shut up and bleed! All right, maybe it was my fault. Come the night of my execution, there was at least 1,000 people who had come to watch me fry. I was upset. There should have been more. Before I was lit up like a Christmas tree, the guards entered my cell. My mask was ripped off of me, and a bag took its place. Although I was blinded, I wasn't helpless. My fists lashed down, connected full force. It was amazing. Bone on bone, flesh on flesh. I felt blood. Mine, his, it's all the same, just blood. I blacked out. I'd never been out like this before, so oblivious to the world. My greatest achievements flashed before me. The family slaughtered. The innocent doomed. It was breathtaking. Like all things, it had to come to an end. At first, I thought I was dead. All that hard work wasted. So many screams still left from the boys and girls like you. No, I'm not dead. I hear voices. Only in death would those voices stop. I was consumed by rage. It took me about 20 seconds to get free of the electric chair, get my mask back on, and take the life of all 5 guards. They should have just stayed homesick.
We have a cell breach in West Wing C of the penitentiary. I don't care who he is. Bring down that clown-faced psychopath to my doorstep, dead or alive. This is a Code Yellow situation.
I feel at least I deserve to be a Code Orange, Sheriff.
How did you get in here?
Please, Sheriff, save the small talk for later. After all, actions speak louder than words. Why? Why do I have to be taunted? The voices, they never leave my brain, embedded in my flesh and blood, fills me with rage, hate, terror. They never stop, ever. It's my curse, my undoing. It will not stop me, though. I do what I do because it's what I am. If I'm a monster, so be it. But I will not stop. The voices, though. The voices will stop. I sought out to see Calypso. Stupid name. I wanted to kill him right then and there. But I fought my urges. Besides, I could always kill him later.
So you ventured to seek the great Calypso, Mr. J.
Get to the point before I smash your head in, fool!
I see. You want those dreadful voices of yours to stop, don't you?
In exchange for what?
Total damnation of your soul.
Fool! I have no soul.
But you do, Mr. J. You do. A very powerful one, for sure.
Fine. I felt as if I had been struck with the force of lightning itself. But after a few seconds, I felt nothing at all. Where's my part of the deal?
Patience, Mr. J.
Calypso drew a small red vial. He said if I drank from it, my curse would be gone. But he also said if I ever returned to my killing ways, the antidote would wear off. It took me all of 10 seconds to come to a decision. I threw the vial on the ground and crushed it. Let's face it, boys and girls. Some of us have to have our priorities. I killed Calypso as good as I had ever killed anybody. I'd become invincible. And now that I'm free, I will be the best of all time.
Blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it came.
Under your bed with a shake, spot, run through the bottom.
Little Jimmy